This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BJ and Jim.
All right, here's where we left it on Friday, okay? On Friday, we were trying to select the song that we'll use just over and over and over when we do the St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday. Every year, we try to come up with something that's very catchy.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Because Carson put it up on for votes on Friday, and it was weird because the votes were so tight. I don't know if, did you go back and see it?
Not only that, but I put it up again yesterday, and yeah. Still like 50-50.
It is 50-50. It's so bizarre.
May have to use both. Oh, until today,
yeah,
that is,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
All right, let me play you the two hooks that we played on Friday that you were voting on and with Facebook too. First was the APT, the apartment thing, right?
Right.
All right, this is the first song. Yeah, I can picture us coming down the road with beads. All right, there you go. That's the first song, okay?
Right.
The hook of the second song.
Keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club.
All right, there you go. Pink Pony Club.
Right. So I was thinking about this, and I was looking at some of the comments, and the truth of the matter is, yes, it is a family event, and yes, you know, Pink Pony Club is about kind of like a strip place, right? And she's going to keep on dancing with her high heels on, and she's really sorry, Mom, that she's disappointed her. Not really that family friendly, right?
I guess not.
You know, it's really not.
Yeah, so, you don't want the kids to hear it.
Well, you don't want your little boy standing right by. How old's your son?
Seven.
Seven singing Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, I think he'd like a strip club.
So then I was thinking about that, like, that's just wrong, right? And so I was thinking about the most successful songs we've ever played along the path, along the parade. And I realized the person that had picked those songs was, in fact, your son.
My son?
Your son picked the most successful parade songs.
Lee Harris?
No, Frog.
Frog?
Yes.
What?
That's
so
genius.
Listen to number...
Wait
go
a
ahead.
Minute.
Listen to number three. Yeah. Listen to number three.
Number three.
Yeah.
Oh,
remember?
Oh, God, do I ever. I had to go back into rehab after this. That was my fourth stint.
Mommy Shark.
Do you remember?
Wait, so then. Yeah, go ahead. What, was it about that?
Do you remember at the end of the parade when we did that song?
It was
how you and I we were
waterboarded. we had been waterboarded.
That's the perfect way to explain it. We were so like, oh my God.
Literally, remember how they did that in Oklahoma and they played that song over and over, whatever song it was in Oklahoma, and those people went crazy?
Yep.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
And let me describe it for the audience, okay? Sit in front of a big speaker. I was going to say the A word. Sit in front of a big speaker, okay? And then you listen to this. Listen to this for a good hour.
Yeah.
Because we have to listen to it before the parade starts.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that takes 15, 20
it's like
minutes.
It's 2 hours.
It's at least an hour, maybe even more than that. But you're in front of a speaker, I mean, literally sitting right there, and this is playing.
Your eyes begin to bleed.
Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark, do 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 do. Mommy shark.
Jamie and I are using the F word. not kid appropriate.
Yeah. That's not. So, all right, so that was one of our most successful turns down.
It was.
You know, down the street in Denver, Colorado. Your son had picked it. And again, it wasn't about a go-go dancer. It wasn't about, Mom, I'm sorry I disappointed you on the stage with my high heels on.
No
it was family friendly.
Stupid shark.
So then your son picked the next biggest hit of the parade. And here it is.
Hot dog!
Oh God.
Yep.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, hot dog, oh, problem solved. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
So we have gone down the wrong lane, friends. We as adults should step away and let Frog pick the next song.
Absolutely.
Because he picked the biggest hits. He picked Baby Shark. Everybody went crazy over that. Everybody loved Hot Dog, Hot Dog, Hot Diggity Dog.
You're right.
They did. And so we have to go to his little brain. Little because he's a little guy. And you have to figure out what's making the rounds in first grade, kindergarten.
I know I've never said this before.
Yeah.
You're a genius. I don't mean that in an insulting way, that I've never said it before.
Right, yeah.
You know, that's the way it sounded, kinda. But you're a genius.
You are
a genius. You know what it is? It's a simple overthinking it.
Yes.
We went so hard into what's catchy, what. Ask a 7-year-old.
Exactly.
That you're a genius, Jamie. You're a genius. I will go home today.
Okay.
And I'm going to get us two tunes.
Okay.
That he's going to pick out for me.
Perfect.
And I'll come in tomorrow and we'll play those and see if they supersede what we're already looking at.
Okay? I can't wait. Yes.
He doesn't know the Pony Club. He doesn't know that. So that's not going to be one.
Right.
The APT probably is not going to be one. Right. We're going to get a frog.
Yes.
A frog favorite.
Right. Like a hot dog, a baby shark.
Who knows what's floating
out
there?
What's going on? Like, what's his favorite show right now?
Dogman.
Dogman. Oh, do they have a theme song?
Captain Underpants.
We're definitely going to get a song from that.
I don't know. I got to look into this.
All right, see what he's singing.
I will.
And ask him like, hey, what's everybody singing these days?
Yeah, I'm going to try. And that's a good way to do it, too, is to try to do it in a very... covert way, you know, just kind of just pick his brain a little bit.
Yeah, just go like this, like, hey, what song do you want to sing, you know, in the car and see what he comes up with.
Yeah, what's your favorite song?
Yeah,
what's your favorite? You know what, I'll get us two tunes for tomorrow.
What do you got there, Spadil?
This is a theme song from Dogman.
Okay, here we go.
I feel good. Super fly, super good. Shoulda, coulda, knew I was. Super fly, super fresh. Ask your mama, she's impressed. Super fly, super cold. Super mean, super nice. Super clean. Yeah, you know what?
So good.
Yeah, we're always
so good.
So good.
Not bad. Remember the Lego song? Remember the Lego movie? That was a huge song.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was big.
That would have been my kids back then.
I really don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to find out, and we'll do it tomorrow morning.
All right, I'm just saying.
We'll try to find out what's going on.
We need to go to the soul of a 7-year-old.
I had no idea. I had no idea he'd picked those two.
Yeah.
I knew that I didn't even remember using them.
You
I do now.
Yeah.
But I did it on
Friday. I think Hot Dog was last year.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hot Dog was last year.
And it smoked them last year, didn't
it?
That Hot Dog song was a smack.
People were going crazy on that.
They loved it.
Because they can sing it. You want a song that everybody can sing as your float's coming by.
Exactly.
You don't want any stragglers. You want everybody to know.
And by golly, everybody sang Hot Dog.
They sure did.
Hot Dog! Woo!
Here we go.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog. Now we got ears, it's time for cheers. Hot dog, no problem solved. Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
What a classic. Yeah. What a classic. I don't know if we'll ever top that one.
I know. It was pretty good.
And so all right, we'll take a look at it.
Too.
Yeah. Well, by the way, coming up next, we have VIP grandstand tickets to give away.
Yeah, to the parade. How great is that?
Now, I saw the tickets on Friday. They are grandstand, man.
Nice.
These are the Mac Daddies of them all.
Yeah, so it's a pair of VIP tickets to the 63rd annual St. Patrick's Day Parade presented by our friends at Belco.
Yeah, 63rd. I've been to every one.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.